We did Sif Aleph. We have to do the Mishnah Berurah. So we started them. We're holding in Sif Katan Dalet. So Sif 9 Dalet, Sif Katan Dalet. So a person is Yashin Betal Yisrael. He's Yashin Oran Betal Yisrael. So he has to do some type of covering over his heart. Because otherwise, the problem Libra Raya Se'erva. Mishum Libra Se'erva. The Eber Beriah Kotala Rahman. Your Ebbacha Erbos Tavor. So the Torah says it should not be seen. Okay. Umetzina b'loshon re'ia b'leiv. Can I see b'libi ro'a harbe chachma? Shlomo Melech says b'libi ro'a harbe chachma. So the heart has the ability to see. Ficha chichmir chachabim b'zeh. So this is the Rabbanan. The chachabim based on this pasuk asered libo roya se'erva. Now, v'dad afilo im libo mechusse b'beged l'hafzik ben el le'erva. Even after you've accomplished that his lave is covered, still so the erva has to be mechusa, because of the problem, it can't be visible to anybody. So we remember we had Isham one, he shouldn't be seeing the erva, which he's not. His head is covered. His lave shouldn't be seeing the erva because his lave is covered. But the third problem was that the erva can't be Megula. So it's a separate problem. Even he can't see. Shreilo Nimar, Loisira Ervastavor. It's not that you shouldn't see, but anybody shouldn't see. He shouldn't see. I mean, any person shouldn't see. Nobody should be able to see it. So we require that it should be mechusa besides the fact that he can't see. Therefore, in the following scenario, where a person would be orim inside of his house, and so he stuck his head out. He can't see his air anymore. And then he covered his heart as well. So there's a chitzitza between his heart and the air vote. He still can't read. Because it's Megula in the city, in the house. Now, he has a bed, and the bed is a canopy over the bed, and there's not a gap of 10 tefachim between the bed and the canopy. So that's considered that it's not mechusa, because the area that it's in, which is less than 10 tefachim, is not considered like a separate malkum, so then it's like a covering. So in other words, our scenario of let's say the scenario of the blanket. If a person would put, he's a sensitive person, and he doesn't like the blanket sitting on his skin. So he puts hoops over his bed. He raises the blanket off of his skin. He still considers it mechusa. So the kila, as long as it's not a gap of 10 tefachim, is considered that it's mechusa. And therefore, the only problem is you have that he can't see the air. So we have to get his, and his lave can't see the air. So you have to get his head outside of that area, and you have to get his lave covered. So in that situation, a person's in a kilo, shen gemara sar tefachim, avoyitzi rosh chutzalo. So he takes his head out of the kilo, and gam chotetz be'ezah darver lahafzik ben liba le'erva, and he separates between his lave and his air. Even though it's uncovered inside of the kilo, but that's considered mechusa. Shekim and Shein a kilo gavoya sartzvachim shame kisui aleha kumay malbush. Since the gap is less than 10 tefachim, it's considered that it's a covering, not that it's just like a room. Venetar malabayas. So why don't we say he's inside the house and the house is covering his erva? It's not visible outside. The answer is that's a room, it's an area, and you can't call that a covering. Okay. We'll see later on. There's a law that soya is a problem. So soya, besides the problem of visualizing soya, there's a problem of being in the same mokum as soya. So if the soya is a bias, sticking your head out doesn't solve the problem. Also, the kushpiyah Mishma, the sheet of Rosh Basar Rubai, since its body's inside, so it's a problem, so the head is also Osir. The Osir Afila Ladas Material, the Kamam Simon Ayan Bob, Sifdalad Ayan Shom. Even a situation where you have where you put your hand inside of a different room, right? Right. So he put his hand inside of a mokum where there's soya. So some aser, some matter to say, since his body is not in there, that his hand is in there, it was an aser. But that's we're talking about a hand, not we're talking about your head. If we said the head goes connected with the body, so what about the other way around? He stuck his head into a room where there's soya, but his body's not in there. Okay. Also, Gamkin the Kuliyamali Chris, the Kaponim at Soya, Negat Enov, you can see it. The Dasa Rashba, Mulu, the Simonai Test, Sebez, also Philim, who Omer Vachut, Negat Apesav, Kimish at Soya, and the Kenego Ein Shah. So we're going to see later on by Soya, there's a machlokes between the Rosh and the Rashba, in a case where the Soya is in a different Rishus and it's visible. Is it also? So the Rosh says no, because the main issue is by Tzoya is there's an inyan of kisui, since it's in a different rishus, it's considered mechusa, and it can't be in the same mokum. Your area should be clean. The mokum it is come out in the same room. The Rashba adds an isser of Re'ia. You can't see it. So in that scenario, you would have a problem. In the case of Tzoya, you would have the problem according to the Rashba. Okay. Okay. So you can't have the lev roisa erva. Lev roisa erva. Hey, I'm der chaim. The filo b'niyavet him kara kriyishma mispalo is choizer. If he said kriyishma under these circumstances, so lev roisa erva is mechayv you to daven a second time. Say kriyishma a second time. If he wouldn't say from God, he's going to be an alv. Rabbi Oisal. I will show the kriyishma choizer imir chosel im kroam b'riyas lev roisa erva. Not only do you say shema again, you have to say the Brichas Kriyas Shema as well. Lachiti the Chachamim. Then we said, you have to repeat Shema. You have to repeat the Brachas as well. Mashar Brachas Yesh Nistabim B'Yevin Im Yatzur. The Snake Brachas Lahotah. The other Brachas the Drabonans could be there with Mechayev a second time, and therefore you don't. That is the people got it. Chayyadim B'Klal Gimel. Then you don't begin with this. This is Adam called Dalit. Mash the Yeshua Hakim and Yevin in Gamli and Tfila. The Dabra is Yisra Hurak and Rabbanam. The Libra is there, but we saw in the introduction of the Bir Lacha. That's only the Rabbanam. Maybe we should follow the Chayyadim that by Libra Reyes Erva, it shouldn't repeat. Treptas Rashi, Rabbeinu Shemaya, the Tanigas are moving with the choices, and we'll add their sheet over there. That there's always the Libra Reyes Erva B'chalal. This din Rabbanam Libra Reyes Erva, they don't learn the Gemaras like that. They only learn the Gemaras all type of cases of Ein Libra Reyes Erva. There's no such new Isser of Libra Reyes Erva. So we should maybe at least under the circumstances in regards to the issue should we repeat a second tefillah again. So you're going to say 19 more brachas. So we have Rashi, the whole thing doesn't exist. We have the Chayyadim that holds this since Libra Sarah is a Darbon and they weren't Mechayyad to do it a second time. So we should accept that and not repeat Shemoneh Esrei. That is the scene. That's the best. Yeah. And the Rabbah added, there's a problem with Libra Eris Chaveroi. The Haino Shein Hefzik Bein Libra Eris Chaveroi. So where would the scenario be? So they're both lying without wearing clothes. And we scouse them and tell us that they're sharing the same blankets. But they're not near each other. Therefore, the Haino Shein Basarim Negeya. So, which is what we had before in Siman Gimel, if they're touching, they have a problem with them touching. No, they're not touching. If they're facing away, so then we said before that was Mutter, which means that's not called Libra as Eris Chaveroi. If they're facing away from each other. So the case was, Ela Shepaneim Zeh Keneged Zeh, they're facing each other. But he has something on over his heart, which is being masked in Libel Erva. He has no problem with his leg seeing his Erva. His head is outside. It's not in Erva's Erva. It's Mechusa. Right? There's no problem of here because they're not touching. They're not near each other, so there's no problem here. So, but there's a problem with Libra Roya Erbis Chaveroi. I'll be kidding, also Mishum Libra Roya Erbis Chaveroi. Because Yishneim are under the night. So they'd be in the mikvah. And the believer in a royal Ervis Atzmoy, but he's not seeing his own Erva. Fisha Mechusa Bebegin Imata Leviba. He has something between himself and the water. El Sharoy Ervis Chaveroi Shaina Mechusa. But the Ervis Chaveroi is not Mechusa. In the case, it'd have to be that he's submerged in the water above his heart. So his heart is in the water together with the other person's erva. But his eyes are outside, so and he's not looking towards it. So his eyes are in the bimok. It's like the having your head outside of the kilo, or outside of the blanket. So the head is out. He's not looking at the erva. So probably ain't of roya's erva. There's probably libra's erva. The kamokum libra roya. Okay. So Sif Beis deals with this issue of in the water, what's considered mechusa or not. Before we use the base, I just want to point out one bir loch over here, Sarach Lochitz. So the Shulchan Aruch said that you have to be chaitzitz with a talus. So there's two ways of doing it. You can put this garment tightly around the body, below the heart, above the erva. So that's the hefzik between the heart. The fact that it's pressing against the body constitutes a separation. Or you can put a garment over the heart, so the heart now is covered, and that's also considered liberized air. Now he's wearing we said before a person can be wearing a long night shirt, so the problem, well, there is a garment on his heart, yeah, but the same garment is on the air also, and there's nothing between the two. But if it's a separate garment on, he's wearing a t-shirt but no underpants, he's wearing a long night shirt, he's wearing a t-shirt, so he's covering his heart with a t-shirt. So how tight does that t-shirt have to be on the heart to be considered? So the lashon of the Mishnah Brura was Sarach Lochutz, the Sipkut and Beis. The Yadbe Katalis Aliboy Kadeshi Hefzik Ben Liba Leirva. So the lashon sounds like it has to be tight. Lashon Yidbak, it has to be tight. So take a look at the Bir Lochut. If you put on something to cover the heart, even if it's not tightly against the heart, if it's only on the heart, not in the air, but that constitutes a hefzik. The Beis Hadrasha, they quote from Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman said, however, this only works in a case where you put on the garment for the purpose of this idea of kisrei. So a person doesn't say just wearing his T-shirt because, you know, that's what he normally wears, because that's, you know, absorbs the sweat, etc. That's why he's wearing it. That wouldn't work. If you put it on simply for this purpose, that would work. Okay. Sif Beis. Okay. Okay. Haroichitz. Person who is taking washing himself in the bathhouse. Or a b'mayim sulim. Person is in the water. The water is clear. It's mayim sulim. It's clear water. He's not wearing any clothing. V'roitz alishtos, and he's thirsty. So he needs to make a bracha. He has to make a bracha. So we have to address a few things. So yichase bebegin mimata l'libay kadei shelo yehei libay roye esa erva kishiyavor. So. The erva is mechusa. In regards to the din of erva being mechusa, it's in the water. And we're going to argue over here that even mayim sulim counts as a kisui over the erva. Now we said erva b'shosh is that's not true. So you have to differentiate. The shmurus to differentiate why by clear water do we say that it's considered that it's covered, and by covering it with a transparent glass, it's not considered covered. His head is outside of the water, so it's not in the same makom, and he can't look down to see his erva. So he's not looking at the erva. There's no problem with erva as erva. You still have a problem with libra as erva. So for that, you have to put the chasu beg and mimata libra. Kadeshul yehi libra as erva kishivor. He puts the separation between his heart and the erva. V'dafka bebegin, I will be daim loy havi kisui. Just putting your hands over your heart, the body cannot cover itself. So you cannot say that your hands are covering your heart. You know that your heart is not covered. A similar vein, in the case of a person who needs to cover his head with a yarmulke, he doesn't have a yarmulke. Using your hand to cover your head doesn't count, because your hand, your body cannot cover itself. Now, if, however, the water was, instead of being clear, when the water was cloudy, to the point near in Baham, that his lower half, which is in the water, is not visible. Mutter likrois b'hubasachin, he's allowed to read, or allowed to say the bracha, whatever it is, when he's in the water. Again, so his head is outside of the water, so there's no problem of him being in the same makam. And the fact that the water is ochr will constitute that his erva is magul, is mechusa, obviously. It also counts as a kisui between the lave and the air. The lave can't see the air because the water's cloudy. So I guess we want to point, clarify the point. We don't look at the heart visualizes the erva through the body. It visualizes the erva as the heart looking out of the body, seeing the erva. Because if it would be through the body, so covering the heart with the garment doesn't help. The heart can still see the erva through the body. In the case where the water was ochre, it doesn't help. The heart can still see the erva through the body, but the heart looks out and is able to see the erva. So if the water is ochre, we can't see the erva, so there's no problem with libra as erva. If the water, which is ochre, also has a bad smell, so that there's an isser, which we'll see later on, of reading, saying the Dorm Shepherd Kedusha, not only in the presence of Soya and Erva, but certain things as they start to rot, create a putrid smell, that also goes into the isser of something which is not considered clean, and you cannot say Kriyashma there. Kriyashma, Torah, Divrei Kedusha. I don't know. Okay.
I think they don't.
Now, v'me'ein libo v'sechel mayim, rak l'malim in mayim, af betzulim shoris. I told you before the case was that his heart, the water was where we had the problem between his heart being raised. The erva is because the heart was under the water. In the case where the water comes up to above his waist, or below his heart, up to his waist, but below his heart. So the air is in the water, and the heart is outside of the water. It's the same way we said that works for his eyes, because it's not in the same malkum, so it works for his heart also, it's not in the same malkum. So the heart sees out, it doesn't see down into that in that area. So again, we have to explain why does that work. It's just a question, it's like a covering, but it's a transparent covering. So how does that work? So Mr. Burris said like this. It's a cotton zion.
I think that your point is included in my point. I think that it's both points.
Perish. The mayim, avu b'shem slulim. Water, even though it's clear, we can walk in mahani kisuyan linyan shloyehei osur machmas gilu erva. So it works. It solves the problem that it's not considered gilu erva. Okay.
Which is a choice.
It's something you actually need to have. But tonight, Shiyotu Rosh Chutz L'Mayim, he has to have his head out of the water, otherwise it's in the same makom. B, he can't look at the erva because then you have a problem being mistakel be'erva. So in the case of mayim, which is ochr, so he can't see the erva anyway. But over here, the water is clear. He can see the erva if he looked down. He has to be looking away. That's what we pointed out before. The case over here was that they're the same malka. So. So we're gonna say the fact that the water, by the reality that it covers, so you cannot give it a status of megula. It's not megula. So the reason why erev b'ashoshis is a problem is because of the re'ia aspect. So over here you don't have a re'ia aspect because he's looking away. He's looking above the water. He's looking out, not towards the erev. Whereas Erev Hashoshis, so I'll give you an example of that maybe. So we paskin that Tzimus Enayim doesn't work. Tzimus Enayim doesn't work when Erev is visible. Just shutting your eyes doesn't work. If you're facing towards Erev, the fact that you shut your eyes is not going to solve the problem. One exception. Let's say a person's sitting in the car, he dropped his somebody off, and he's saying a bracha sitting in the car, he's learning sitting in the car, he's benching, whatever it is, right? And there's people walking by which are not dressed properly. Over there at Tzimus Enayim works. Because since they're not in the same makom as you, so then already you're not then the only issue is the actual re'ia, and the re'ia you solve by shutting your eyes. They're sitting in the car with you, that wouldn't solve the problem. You're sitting in the subway, you know, so you have a problem in the same room as them.
Do you have to be dafka to cover your eyes, or can you just look down?
It's part of that point. That's rabbinic, and it's not.
Shut your eyes. No, in that situation where it's in the car, you probably can look down. You're not looking out. Also, but you can separate between the lave and the erva. You can cover the lave. Either one will work. Now, see, you do that with Kishir Borech, who then Sheikhasa Rosh, you have to cover your head as well. Sheikh Borech with Gilly Rosh, you can't make a bracha with your head uncovered. So, You solve the problem of Erev, the problem of covering your head, you can make a bracha.
There is a discussion that you want to carry, you need this and this, so now we can say.
You cannot cover your body with your hands.
I'll
be a dying, you test. Bein mechas al libay. I've been libay l'erev.
So,
putting your hand on your heart, putting your hand below your heart, neither one's going to work. However, we do say later on, pressing your heart, your arms against your body, so that does constitute a hefsek between the two.
It would be a requirement or only a requirement if you want to do something. Either way.
Tom, the ain goof machas is goof.
Let me ask you a question.
Fine. You can't cover your own body. Somebody else's hand could cover your body. Somebody else's hand could cover your head. So if Reuven's yarmulke falls off, Shimon can put his hand on top of Reuven's head and that'll solve the problem. Reuven can't put his hand on top of his other wound, solve the problem.
There is a concept that a person has an opportunity to be kind with his sisters. So there's going to be a tie in his mind.
Similar idea, we find by Kisi Arosh, you can't use your hand to cover your head. Let's learn the Indian shame mutter levarich lahitzi mipi b'shar davar shem kedusha. Different kedusha. You can't say words of kedusha or Torah or bracha, whatever it is, when your head is uncovered and you're using your hand to cover your head. It won't work. I love some base. The common city aleph, Mr. Bill.
It still makes sense because since the Torah already said if you want to wear,
which he tells you back before that. That
now we know it's absolutely regarding
how much is this halacha requirement to cover your head. So it's the Alevi says like this, when it comes to tefillah, it comes to bracha, so that the covering your head is a requirement. When it's not a situation of tefillah or bracha, so mikir then the Mishabur comes out, mikir then it's not a chiyuv. The problem is, he says that you have a new issue of since the derech of the goyim is to go bareheaded. So then you have a problem. You can't be to go bareheaded is a problem of chukas akum. So that Rav Moshe is a tshuva. I think I mentioned to you then. Rav Moshe said that might have changed nowadays. The derech of the goyim was that. That they come into a house, they would dafka bare their head. They would not be covered. So you have a problem with chukas akum if your head is uncovered. Nowadays the garment might go one way or the other. You know, the whole thing has lost its flavor. So according to that, he says you wouldn't have this issue deraisa of the taz. You only have the issue of that you can't say a bracha or a tefillah mikra din with your head covered. Other times it's only minis chasidus. Therefore, he has a chur where he says the case of a person for the purpose of not losing his job, if he needs to go bareheaded, he's allowed to go bareheaded. I think I mentioned to you then that somebody one time came to a baron to ask him this question. So he had an opportunity to get this job, which would allow him to make large sums of money. He says, Rav Moshe says, there's a heter for pranosa. He put that out. Rav Moshe's heter was that a person wouldn't have one to support his family. He loses his job. Not that he can go from a job which pays $200,000 to a job which pays $500,000. That's not what Rav Moshe was mad. He did point that out. But Mashas tefillah, Mashas bracha, that's mikra din. And Rosh actually has a different shuva. So I think I mentioned this to you. So Rosh had a case where a person was davening. I mentioned this, right? And his talus fell back and stuffed the yarmulke with it without him realizing it. So he davened the tefillah bareheaded. So Rosh says, since the derech of the goyim is a daven davka bare, even though they're not machmen nowadays to go bareheaded or not bareheaded inside the house, they still pray with davka bareheaded. So that's a problem. You didn't act, which is chukas akum. Even though it was b'shar gig, so the tefillah is a tawei, but you're not your tefillah. You have to daven again. So that's
is that true even for a simple bracha and in the chagrei chagrei?
Kashas, yeah. Okay. So the point over here is that anytime you need a covering, it's a mikra din, so you can't use your own hand to cover. So you couldn't use your hand to cover this to daven or to say a bracha or that situation. According to Mishnah Brura, that he's cheshish, but according to Mishnah Cheshbon, so in a case where you wouldn't be like that, you know, it's not making a tolman dimin kasidus, theoretically you'd be able to cover. And Nafkamin also says that the covering, you know, what type of criteria, how large does it have to be? Can it be made out of something which has some spaces in it that's woven, there's gaps, you know, all those issues. In the case of the covering is mikra din, those would be issues, and if it's not, maybe not. Well, let's say the water is achurim, the water is cloudy. Now, so there's no problem with liberos erva, even if the lave is in the water together with the erva, because it's not visible. So the Mishabura, Vim Haim Sulim, this is taking place in the river and the water is clear, so no, Arkabaraglam is, you know, is a simple solution. Move your feet around on the floor of the riverbed and it'll make the silt rise and it'll make it awkward, it'll make it covered. Now the Magen Rav doesn't mean that it doesn't work with Kli, because practically there's nothing available. I mean, I don't need the Magen Rav to tell me that. If it's not awkward. He's saying, even if it is awkward, since the nature of a Kli is not normal to have that, we don't give it a status of a Kisri. Whereas in the Karka, that's called a Kisri. And that point, our Zerua argues.
If there's a natural body of water, it would be okay if it's clear above the water. In a big container or a bathtub.
No, he's saying that the Heter of Ocher doesn't apply in a big container. But the Heter, if his lave is outside of the water, that's a different Heter. Rechon Ra, and come on, Mishum Peva, Mishum Rusham. We'll talk about the issue of repulsive smells. We'll talk about later on. Raklam, so the Ramah said, if the lave is not in the water, it's above the water. That works even if it's slul. The mime rikri hefsik ben libel erba, because then the mime is a hefsik. Sure, gam ken she'en of yiu chus the mayim, well he's talking about erba b'chanal, his eyes are out, they're not looking down. Yod me erba b'shoshes b'bor b'simen ayin heisif hei the osur. Because even to sit in mokum, it's not better than erba b'shoshes, which is visible, that you have a problem, you cannot look at or towards the erba.
Just coincidentally mentioned the erba. If you're in the shul and someone has a lot of perfume or a lot of cologne and it's unappealing to you or even makes you feel ill, do you have to move to a place where you can't smell it?
No, I don't think so. It has to come, in general, it's referring to a reich ra, which comes from the mitzvah of ipush. Mishmur gives a case of that there was like a zephis, there was a like a tar smell, which is like a horrible smell, but it's not coming from the rotting and spoilage, etc. He says it's not a problem.
Exhaust
also is not really, it's not really, it's a combustion, it's not from a spoilage.
What is that?
A Shabbos is a glass, transparent glass. Gimel. If Adam Mechabe Kufim Rizroi Sub, a person is however, holding his body tightly, he's wrapping his arms around his body, he's hugging himself, then you lay Kafsaka, that counts as a Havsaka. Yodal Kafsaka, Pirish. In Oymid B'maim, so we're going back into the case of before. The water is clear. And his heart's in the water. His head's above. So his head is out. Great. Not looking down. Great. The water's covering his erva. Great. The problem is libero is erva. So daib is ela hafti. We mechadish over here that holding, pressing your arms around against your body tightly works. Alva gav the kisib alma biyodim of war besiv beis dolamahani. Just covering doesn't work. This is better than just covering. This is by the fact that there's pressing against the body, it constitutes like a barrier. But Tom. People don't normally hug themselves. like this. Who is it came? Mikri of Soka after the Huchad Guf. This is. This is considered, even though it's one goof, this is an act which is perceived as a separation. It's not the average way your body is functions. Can it skimu achron? The local moram tivlo prechadosh machrim is that. Therefore, the person is wearing a long shirt without underpants. So that'll work. And it's in that case where here you're pressing the garment against your body. So even from the Maram Tivlo, that'll work. Because then you're using the garment, it's not just you pressing it, now the garment is pressed against your body. So the garment will function as a hasid.
Can I ask a very practical question?
Yeah.
I need to pick up a medication for some antibiotic. So how does this work halachically? Can I put aside leaving the Torah to go get the antibiotic?
Okay. Now, so the one challenge we have over here with her, there's no problem.
It's more of an emotional doubt.
That there's a new problem of that if his hands touch part of his body which is normally covered, he has to wash his hands. He can't say a bracha. So he's trying to solve the problem, being allowed to make a bracha by touching his hands against his body. Man, now he can't make a bracha. So how do you solve the problem? So this scenario specifically is he's in the water. What?
Hands are being washed.
The side of the body, the body is because those are areas. It's not a touching issue. It's because that's an area which normally creates zuma, etc. But he's in the water washing, so it's washed by the zuma. So here comes an interesting hechatimson. Okay, so the assumption of halacha is that any part of the body which is normally covered, halacha should be covered. You touch there, you can't make a bracha. So one common problem is tefillin. Right, so you put your sleeve up. The halacha says you're supposed to keep cover your arm below your elbow. Right, so this area is normally covered. Now you move your sleeve up, you put your tefillin on, you touch your arm, your hand against your arm, so you have to wash your hands. Let's say you just took a shower. You're coming straight from after the shower, so that area is clean. So there are some boys who can say that's an area, it's not a problem. Based on this idea that if you're right now, it's not the body is totally clean. So you can't say that makom is a makom, which is malizeya, which creates a zuma, which creates a problem. You can't make a bracha because it's not true. Right now, it's totally clean.
What's the amount of time that the body part has to be uncovered? Now usually covered, or is it, let's say someone doesn't know how they wear tank tops every day.
Doesn't help.
Right? Well, how do I know?
Any air which the halacha says should be covered, it's air which is assumed that's a problem. The issue would be, the Shabbos is around. If it's faced where the derech is stand further, then what happens? In this country, everybody wears sleeves down to their wrist. Nobody walks around without. Then you go bust a mock. I mean, go mock.
I'm
successful 95% of the time. Now, of course, I bragged about it. Tomorrow we have problems. It's all your fault. It's usually what happens. You brag about it, that's what happens. So in that scenario, if you took a shower, so even if you touch, it's not a problem. The only issue is, again, time passed, that doesn't work. Not everybody agrees on that either, because that's a like plume type of a svara. But in the water, that's by nature. You're mamash in the water. That's a that, by nature. That's a whole. That is a different case. That is a plume by atzma, by itself. You know?
Why can't you just put your heart, your hands out? The back of your hands touching your skin while you're pressing against your.
You could.
There's a very,
theoretically.
Rabbit's a trap. Right.
As
long as your hands don't touch, right? So somewhere we're talking about men. What about a woman? So a woman is wearing a long flowing garment, and she has nothing. She has nothing which is perhaps in between. So the, her hair is mechusa. Her eyes can't see her erva, but there's Rama Libra as the erva. So yesh misharim or shenoshim mechelz zavorach lizbalu kashen lavushes hacholuk al mishenin mafsikus lamata me'alei. Since their erva is not as visible and it's further down, there's no concept of Libra as the erva. There's no need to be mafsik between her lab and her erva. Okay. So theoretically, it would be relevant if a woman, if you say that argument, so her erva, the main erva of the woman, is if it's sitting pressed against the ground, so that's also a form of covering. So the erva is not visible. Her lab is not seeing it. Her eyes are not seeing it. She could theoretically make a brach under those circumstances. A man will not have that option. Because of the erva is far down. So there's no idea of labor as erva according to the shita. Now the Shulchan Aruch says Yesh Misha'armer. He doesn't bring anybody who disagrees. So that's his general approach. When one Rishon said it, nobody disagrees with it. But since there was only one Rishon which said it, he'll bring it he'll say that this, you know, this is an opinion. It is a singular opinion. But nobody argues on it, so we'll accept it. There's a problem if they're not clothed, so their erva is visible. So that not, the problem is not their lave seeing the erva. That it should be visible, so, which she's visible to people. The case would be that she was seated, because her mom is there. Now we're not talking about over here the issue. We'll see later on in the next siman. That I can't make a bracha when I'm facing erva. That applies to my woman. The parts of the woman which are normally covered. Here, the woman is she's making the bracha herself, and we're saying that since her main erva is would be visible, her erva is a problem. Same with the man, the main issue was just one area. For this purpose, erva's dover is referring to the main erva of the person. So that's visible, it's visible. So even though there's nobody in the room, and she wants to make a bracha, she can't make a bracha because theoretically she's visible.
Visible to the ground?
No, so if she sits in the ground, that makes it covered, so that's not a problem.
Okay.
It's visible to.
It's visible.
So it's theoretically visible to others?
Yeah.
Even though no one else is there?
Correct.
It applies to a man as well?
Correct. Ashkazar Ramad, the L is a Liban Raya Erba Shalahan. who love dafka liban. The Lashon Rav says in that situation, her leiv can't see her erev. The issue wasn't the leiv. The issue was that divisible. So lav dafka liban, the liban b'lav achi and roya erev. So we just said according to this that there's never a problem with leiv to the roya's erev. El shaloi take begili erev the gamri kamer. The toast say for who? Shachloimer b'oz and a near erev shalehen. Doesn't mean that her leiv can't see it. It's not visible. It's the main point. So, in that situation, even though there's no hesed between the below the lave, between the lave and the erva, so it's not a problem. So this is the Shachar presents the sheet. Does the Yesh Mishayim? He doesn't bring anybody who argues. Does the Mishabur Tezayim? May I leave? So she's wearing a garment, so the erva is not visible. Her eyes are not seeing the erva. There's a separate problem. Labor as erva applies to women as well. So the other rishonim agreed to pesach shulchan aruch. In the Shartzi, and he brings you a list over there, which is quite impressive. Etc. So, under these circumstances, you're dealing with a Isser de Rabbanon, labor service de Rabbanon. And you have the Shulchan Aruch assumes that it's not a problem, and the multiple Achronim assume as well. You don't have to be chashish for the Bach. So this is very relevant when a woman goes to the mikveh, she makes a bracha. Right? So we can solve the erva problem of being visible because it's under the water. And we said, my man, if the erva is in the water, that's considered a kisur. So the erva is mechusur. Her eyes are not seeing the erva because her eyes are not seeing the erva. Right? So the only problem is libra roya's erva. The only problem we're going to have about the woman is libra roya's erva. Vam yer da simen rish the masketas vashach shom the fima she posuk shachonar poy de ein shach ish a liberos erv but her work because at vila ki she meres besach mayim af she die in a room even though she has no clothing on she can make the bracha when she's sitting standing in the water the mishum gili erva ein mezev the mayim that shaman kamaki so we said that gili erva the water covers the erva even though the water is clear. That's considered a kisui. So the only problem is liberoya, which the Shulchan Aruch said doesn't exist. But the Yerushalayim shehiya liba l'mali minamay. The shori af ish. If the case would be that she doesn't go so far down, and her lave is above the water, and the lower part of her body is in the water, so then we said, my man, also that works, because the fact that there were two different makaymas solves the problem. So according to the Bach, if she could do that, you could get according to the Bach also. He calls it yarsha type. It would be preferable. Who did he makaris braglea shaloi yehi avred nerim lehen? So the kuliyama mani. If she stirs up the water with her feet, and you know they're terrible in the river, whatever it is, so there's dirt there, so that will make the water opaque and cloudy. So then that solves all the problems. Now, the other women there, which are not covered, she has to turn away. So why don't you argue that the place where you're toivo is different, it's a separate area from the rest of the room. It's distinct, so she's in a different makam. But even in a different makam, you can't be facing erva. Okay. So the Shulchan Aruch gave a case where a woman was wearing a long garment. Ramon discussed a case where a woman was actually unclothed, but she was seated, and their panache mato was tugas bakarka. But to learn that the buka is the mechusis bakarka, it's pressed against the karka, therefore the karka is covering the whole area. Mashiach can be Ishul Shach said can be Tzim a Giv Bolte. My man that's not Shach told him Tzias and Tzias is you can't cover like that. By the Kavam the Kavam Tzim and Reish Vav the Daita the Af Im Ha'agava is near and Ein Lahakbin even though the person's backside the buttocks are visible the Vav is Ein Lahem Mishomer Vav Kimash Kadu Bira Grav but Yerav Apostle the Gavas Yeshu Mishomer Vav now that is considered the Erva so it have to be that the soft earth and she's somewhat sunken into the earth according to El Yerab otherwise this remark would not be relevant. Okay.
Either gender.
I think so.
But you can't. But Levo isn't Roet. The Abomos and the Anaim are not Roet.
Right. This is the problem of Gilui. It's visible, so that doesn't. We have a separate issue of Gilui.
So Yerbas Dabar and the Ilya Rabba's learning includes Agabos.
Does he mean the rice? Or the pasuk? It could be the rice. Okay. Hey. Shari board of Royim is an Erva Mutter. There's always sort of a different Erva in the body being able to see the Erva. However, Avlam Eza Meavorov Nogeya. Also, Likur's Kriyashma, at least follow. You can't have an Aver touching, a different Aver touching the Erva. So, this is relevant that we can't have the person's male organ touching against his legs. That would be a problem of he can't daven under those circumstances. Yerches Royim. Rasulam Lobin and Shehem Chusa, the Erva Bifne Atzman, Mesa Dover, Kadesh Yerua Hevorim. So the fact that the leg can visualize the Erva doesn't bother us. Right? However, that you can't have any of the Evorim touching the Erva. Now, Beisim Evorim, so Shabura says that this is a problem, this quotes the Beisim Yosef, the Xerina, the Gias Shari Evorim, Mishum the Gias Yadav, the Gias Yadav, Shalyab, they hear. The Icarus is a problem of hearer, which when Yadav touches over there, that causes hearer. They ask Shari Evorim because of Yadav. Hagid Behem. Now, the kiss and lahak, but the fact that the scrotum touches is not a problem. They lochish bavishum here. But madatikim gam zeh ki esh cholkim. Some say it's a problem. Therefore, they may try to make sure that should not be touching the legs either. Now, but yotza filim loga hagid b'yarechayim. If the kid does touch the legs, the thigh area, it's a bit of your yoitz. It's only the Sidrabonim. They are to kill it and not to be the same part. Okay, let's just do the Vav and we'll finish the sim. How is the Talisa Chagura Amosna of the Chasoysa Mimosna of the Mah? So he has his body is covered from his waist down, and there's a separation between his leg and his air. But he has nothing on. His chest is bare. Avavishin Mimosna of the Malahu Aram Mutalikris Kriyashma of the Spala Osar Anshe Chasaliba. You can't be armed with that melech like that, which is one essay, but Shema you can say. Even if his legs are visible, he just covered low enough below his erva, so the erva is covered, it's not visible, etc. His legs also should not be visible for davening. Now, this is all talking about matchak. The lavochi ain't nochem the chachilah lasus kein a filah beis a bracha because of kriyishma. I mean, it's not the greatest derech eretz. That's how you're going to say shema. I'm talking about a case where, the whatever reason, the person had a doichik and this is he was forced to do this. So this will work for shema or for a bracha. Fine. So the erva is mechusa. His eyes can't see the erva. His talus is mafsim tin leiva erva. Fine. But he's spalo. You need to cover leiva. Now the mishmar says leiva is lav dafka. Who didn't call good for the body has to be covered. That's how you stand in front of a melech. Menachem Leib the idea the ratio. Once the ratio discussed Leib, the same as discussed Leib also. But Slavdav the Leib means the whole body. Pish main tzarich l'kasas Leib. Tam atfilah chamura. Pish atfilah tzarich liras is out from kerem lifnei hamelech. Medaber you're talking to the king. Tzarich lavim be'ema. Pish ma ena medaber lifnei hamelech. Pish ma as important as it is, it's not an act of tefillah lifnei an act of speaking to the melech. It doesn't have the same chumra as tefillah. Okay.